If Bitcoin is the money of the future had better be prepared for it. That means not only should they understand what it is and how to use it, but also the ideas and principles that money are built on. For this to happen, parents and teachers must indeed teach their children well. We're thrilled to welcome Daniel Harmon to the show today to discuss how the wildly successful Tuttle Twins series is broaching the topic of Bitcoin in their latest episode, and how we can inculcate values of freedom, liberty, and virtue into children's lives. The creator of the now infamous unicorn poop commercial for Squatty Potty, Daniel is a perfect fit for our Children of the Corn, No, Not the Murderous Ones, episode number 683 of the Bad Crypto Podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition.
Who's bad?
One-stop shop for all things crypto and corn. We are feeling rather starchy today. That's Travis. I'm Joel, and welcome to the Bad Crypto Podcast.
That is true. This episode today, folks, is really fun because, you know, this is one of the things that Joel and I have been talking about, you know, are independently, not necessarily on the show, but like media for children and educating the future, like Joel said, is something that's, you know, it's gone awry a bit. It's kind of weird. And so the fact that this particular show and Dan Harmon and his team have created the Tuttle Twins to really teach a lot of great principles, including, Joel, Bitcoin and how crypto works. This is kind of interesting.
It's super important. In all the years we've done this show, we have never really talked about how to introduce cryptocurrency to children, other than just mentioning in passing. And Daniel and his team, this is their focus, is inculcating values and character into children through very entertaining cartoons. You're going to learn all about it today. We're going to hop into it right now. In all the years that we've done this show, there is a topic that we haven't yet broached, not because we've been afraid to, it just hasn't come up. And so when I received an email from a publicist telling me about a children's cartoon that was going to address the issue of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, I was interested. When I read on and discovered that the cartoon is one called The Tuttle Twins, my attention piqued even more because, well, I know the founder of the Tuttle Twins. He's a friend. His name is Dan Harmon, and he is with us today to discuss how to onboard children, how to teach them about cryptocurrency. Dan, welcome to Bad Crypto.
Thanks for having me on, Joel and Travis. Appreciate it.
By the way, the other Dan Harmon, not the producer of Community. And
Yes. Well, let's do Daniel to distinguish me from the Dan Harmon of Rick and Morty and all that.
Yes. This Daniel has not been accused of anything. That you are the part of the team behind some very successful ads that ran on YouTube, the most prolific being the pooping unicorn ad that promoted Squatty Potty. That's had something like over a billion views. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I don't think it's over a billion views, but it was up there. It was in the hundreds of millions. Yeah. So Squatty Potty, Purple Mattress, Poopery. We did chapbooks, Lumi deodorant, Kodiak Cakes, just a bunch of really big brands that we had a lot of success in promoting on YouTube and Facebook.
Those are huge. Like, if you just heard those names, and you probably have seen multiple of those commercials. I didn't know that he had done all of this stuff here right now, but Poopery was hilarious with that English lady. She's talking all prim and proper, and she's spraying a poo so it doesn't stink all over the room. And then the Purple Mattress ones with wasn't that the one like with the egg, and you're dropping the egg on here and you're sitting on it and the thing doesn't smash? I know I've seen at least four of those things. So you've done some really cool. And then I remember this right here, the unicorn poop. It looks pretty delicious. I'm going to lie.
It was pure frosting. So if you like frosting, it was really delicious. But ice cream on set would melt too much. So we used frosting as a substitute.
But you mean it wasn't really unicorn poop? Oh, I'm so disappointed.
I know. I know.
All illusions are shattered.
Yeah, you and my kids both. They really wanted that to be real.
Well, you know, I know you're incredibly family oriented. How many kids you got?
I got seven kids.
Seven. Wow. You do know how this happens, right? I mean,
we figured it out. Took seven, but yeah.
There's ways to avoid that. That's good. Seven of them. That's like a whole lot. That's like more than a basketball team. You almost have a baseball team.
Yeah, we've actually got a basketball team and a couple subs. I mean,
it's true.
You know, you got
a full soccer team almost. I don't know how many people are on a soccer team. I think, what is it? I don't even know. Never mind.
I don't know. I don't know soccer well enough.
That's good. Well,
I get the feeling that, you know, the commercials, the marketing, the branding, that was a venue for using skills and talents that, you know, you guys had developed. But I sense that you're on to your real passion now with the Tuttle Twins. So tell us what that series is all about.
Yeah, I think that's accurate, Joel, because essentially in advertising, when I was chief creative officer at Harman Brothers, our niche was exposing brands that were relatively unknown to the public and doing it in a way where there's a lot of education and there was a lot of storytelling and humor behind it. So we'd mix those two together. And essentially that's what's happening right now with this show with Tuttle Twins. It's the first kids cartoon to teach principles of freedom and economics in a fun way that both kids and parents enjoy to watch it. We broke the crowdfunding record for the most funds ever raised via crowdfunding for a kid show, and we raised $3.7 million to fund the first season, and that's now in full release on the Angel app. But you're right, this is kind of my passion, because I mean, I have kids of my own. I grew up in a freedom-loving family, and I really wanted more resources for being able to teach my kids these principles. And the book series itself that this cartoon is based off of, written by Connor Boyack and Elijah Stanfield, they had done such a good job of taking concepts like rights to life, liberty, and property, free markets, inflation, the golden rule, entrepreneurship, all these things, and putting them in a book series where it was understandable for kids for the first time, and really understandable for their parents for the first time in many cases. And once that series had enough momentum, and I've been friends with the author Connor for years, we bought all of the books. I loved them. Read them with my kids. Really enjoyed it as a resource in our homeschooling. And then he had enough success that he started entertaining the idea of turning it into a TV series. And my team and I reached out to him and said, "Hey, we think we should be the ones to do this," because I kind of had this vision for how we could sort of take the simplified education that he had and add in a lot of elements of adventure and story and humor and make it something that kids would choose to watch over their options on Disney Plus, YouTube, Netflix, and the like. That I really believed strongly that there was a wide appeal with this show if kids were choosing it as their entertainment and then getting the lesson as they went through it as well.
Daniel, I have to ask, is this the Creature from Jekyll Island book? Is that based on the G. Edward Griffin book as well?
I believe so. I'd have to go back and look at it. I think so. So in our first season of Tuttle Twins, it's episode 6, and we call it the Inflation Monster, just to make it as accessible as possible. And we have kids left and right who are with their parents in Costco and in Walmart and different places being like, "It's the inflation monster. Look at how expensive this stuff is." And it's the first time that parents are understanding, "Oh, this is where inflation's coming from. Oh, you mean the Federal Reserve, if they print a whole bunch of money and do a bunch of stimulus and run up a bunch of debt, it actually increases the prices everywhere else." Like, people are finally understanding that concept where they haven't, you almost take inflation for granted. Like, well, yeah, prices just kind of gradually go up. That's just what happens if you don't really understand the fundamentals behind it. If you don't really understand money. And that's kind of where this started from the Bitcoin perspective, was we did the episode on inflation. And now here in season 2, we're diving into it kind of from a Bitcoin perspective of like, why is Bitcoin different than the dollar? What makes it hard money versus easy money?
I love that. It's like you're inspiring children in a unique way, which is, I want to have a conversation with you maybe after this about some stuff. Because like, I think our hearts are really in the same place. Like you're looking at the content that kids have now to view. A lot of it's kind of very silly and it's not educational all so much. Things like this on Angel, is it angel.com? Is that the name of the, was that the website?
Yeah, angel.com. I mean, Angel's most known for the global phenomenon, The Chosen, which is about the life of Jesus Christ and his followers. And so the Angel app is for free to download and you can watch The Chosen for free. You can watch Tuttle Twins for free there on the app.
Okay. Would you say it's a Christian storyline? Is it rooted in religion? Is that because I think that, you know, in some cases that might make some people go, is it more welcoming as it's sort of open?
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit more open. I definitely wouldn't call it a Christian show, but I mean, our second episode deals with the golden rule and it acknowledges that Gandhi, for example, taught about the golden rule, both from the perspective of Hinduism and the teachings of Jesus Christ. And so the story is based on the Tuttle twins, Ethan and Emily Tuttle, and they have a grandma with a time traveling wheelchair that takes them back to learn from historical figures about the different concepts. Like I said, entrepreneurship, free markets, rights to life, liberty and property, free speech, all of these things. And then they go and learn how to apply it in their own world. And so it's like a sci-fi adventure, right? Where they're traveling through time on this fun go-go gadget type wheelchair. And then they also go and learn from the historical figures. And I would say the values of the show are aligned with the faith audience, but I wouldn't call it a Christian show. That's not the way that we're approaching it. But I mean, we eventually probably will do an episode on freedom of religion, because I believe that's one of the fundamental freedoms that we have in addition to free speech and rights to our life and our property and those different things. But it's been much more from the standpoint of general principles of freedom and economics.
I love that. It's almost like, you know, I was talking with Joel not long ago. I was like, man, when we were kids, we had Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers. We had, Schoolhouse Rock. We had, Conjunction Junction, Electric Company. We had all these different stories. And now we don't have that. And so it almost seems like this, Dan, is that it's almost like, Rick and Morty without all the really weirdness, but then actually even tying it in with Schoolhouse Rock kind of features, it seems like.
We have a lot of people say that very thing about it. I mean, a lot of the inspiration for the show comes from the comedy of things like Phineas and Ferb and The Simpsons and Rick and Morty, but with more of the family friendliness and educational value of the Magic School Bus. And people have told us the same thing of like, oh, this reminds me of Schoolhouse Rock. And it's like a throwback to Liberty Kids and different things like that. We've kind of, my approach with the show has been very similar to kind of what George Lucas did with Star Wars, where he was kind of just pulling from all over the place of like, oh, I'm going to take from these samurai movies. I'm going to take from these Westerns. I'm going to take from, from Flash Gordon and all these things and piece it together into this one thing we now know as Star Wars. It's been a little bit of the same approach that I've had with Tuttle Twins, where we're kind of piecing things together from our favorite shows and things and doing it in a way that hopefully it sparks conversations at the dinner table between kids and parents. Because we're finding that 80% of the episodes are watched with their parents. And that's really encouraging. And we've always intended this to be a co-viewing experience. And we've made probably more than half of the humor goes right over the heads of the 8-year-olds, kind of one-liners that are more geared towards my generation of, 35 to 45 year olds. So we've tried to make it really enjoyable for parents. And for the most part, we feel like we've kind of struck that sweet spot where, I mean, we've been very well reviewed on IMDb. We're, I think, 8.7 on IMDb right now, which is fairly high. And our Rotten Tomatoes score on the audience side, we can't really get critics to review it, but on the audience side, I think we're sitting at close to 100%. And so extremely well received. And the idea is very similar to, if you think of the original Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, with great power comes great
responsibility.
Right. Anybody can complete that sentence for me, right? Because there's really great story behind it. And there's a lot of truth that resonates in it, right? And so that's what we're trying to do with these episodes, where we learn about how to disagree with someone without them becoming your enemy. And so we say disagree doesn't mean enemy. Or we learn about inflation and the effect that that has on people. Inflation hurts a nation. Or we learn about free trade from Adam Smith. They go back and visit him, and it's free trade, get stuff made. And these different kind of lessons that we try to distill down into little catchy phrases, as well as give the context and argumentative support around them, so that kids can think about this stuff critically. Because ultimately, that's really what it boils down to, is we're not doing this in terms of like left and right and progressive and conservative and stuff. In fact, we haven't even really used those terms throughout the entire series. I don't even know if we've ever used the term Democrat or Republican in it. It's just very much about teach the principles of freedom. And I find that when those are really understood, that by and large, people are in agreement, whether they're on the right or the left. I mean, obviously, the show seems to appeal much more to people on the right that either identify as a conservative, as a libertarian, or something along those lines. But even people that are kind of middle or middle left, when they actually sit with the content and watch it, they're like, I'm actually agreeing with most of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's been really encouraging.
You know, that's among beautiful. Among other shows, my kids were raised on Magic School Bus and VeggieTales, and I kind of feel like you've got that mashup here. What I want to do is I want to play the trailer for this episode called Bitcoin and the Beast. Let's take a look at this.
I'll match whatever she's offering, but in Bitcoin.
You mean that made-up money?
No! How did she get past my anti-curtain booby trap?
Is Bitcoin any better than cash if it's just made up money?
All money is made up.
Did you just screenshot me, bro?
I could show you because we're in the internet.
Whoopsie, this is the early internet.
This looks absolutely fantastic.
Did you just screenshot me, bro?
I mean, you got it all in there. I see Elon Musk, you know, in a Tesla, yeah, tied to a rocket going to the moon. I see Bored Ape and CryptoPunks battling. I see references to the internet that old guys, you know, like us would get. What do you hope that kids are going to walk away from understanding about Bitcoin in this episode?
I hope they come away understanding that there is such a thing as hard money. And what that means, it, meaning money that's hard to create. So the phrase that we use in this episode is when money is easy to make, society begins to break. And I really believe that's the case. For anybody that's read the Bitcoin Standard, they'll be very familiar with that concept of gold obviously being a hard money. There's only so much of it out there. It's really hard to get your hands on it. Like at any given point in history, it's never really grown more than like 2.5% in a year or something crazy like that. It's proven itself as a really good form of currency, but then obviously it has its limitations, right? Every currency has,
well, even gold has fake gold, paper gold, and silver, fake silver. Paper, you know, but there could be literally 500 times less gold than actually is being traded because of all the fake paper on COMEX, which is a weird whole other conversation.
Right. But the thing in the trailer that's addressed there is like all money's made up, right? Isn't that just made up money? Well, all money's made up. And it's helping kids really understand kind of where money's come from. And it kind of takes them through a little bit of that history lesson of it, you know, being used with shells for a time and being used with gold. And then why Bitcoin, because of the blockchain network, why it actually stands up as hard money, why it's so hard to create, why there only ever be, you know, 21 million of them. And this is not a hard sell on Bitcoin. It's much more talking about the fundamentals of cryptocurrency. It's just for the simplicity and for kids, it's focused in on Bitcoin because that's the one that's withstood the test of time the best. It's the most known. And we figured that was our best foot in the door to really helping people understand.
You probably need to have an episode about CBDCs then, because you don't want a digital currency that's ran by governments, because that becomes a bad digital currency. So you're teaching and going, oh, Bitcoin's a digital, it's great. Oh, let's have a CBDC. Like, oh, no, that's not great.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you bring up a really good point. In fact, as long as this show exists, we will be doing an episode on money every single season. Like, that has been my commitment to it from the beginning, because it's never not going to be relevant. Like, governments are never not going to be addicted to fiat and to inflation and to borrowing and these things. So it's always going to be hurting the everyday person that the governments are acting the way they are with the money and manipulating it and transferring the wealth from the well-connected and the people at the top to transferring it, sorry, from the people at the bottom to the people at the top through inflation. And so we feel like there's just always going to be something more to teach in that regard.
Just for giggles, I grabbed a screenshot from one of the episodes there to the kids flying about. And now you see the AI version of that as the background for those of you watching on video. They've been AI-ified. So how do you and your wife then manage this with your kids, the older ones especially? How are you teaching them this, not just from the show, but, you know, hands-on? Are you setting up wallets? Are you having them transact with crypto? What's that look like?
Yeah, so I haven't got as deep into that lately as I did with my first kids when they were younger. I definitely got them into a little bit of investments in Bitcoin, which they're going to benefit very much from, because they put in not only some savings, but some actual spending money that they put in there. And so they're going to do very well with that when they leave the house. And it's more just it's a general topic of conversation in our house. In fact, we've kind of got them involved in the show. We've helped them with, like, they've done temporary voice work for us on different things. In fact, they did some final voice for us yesterday. They were singing on a little song for an episode that we have coming up that's on socialism and communism. And so,
oh, how's that go? I have to know.
Oh gosh, it is. Oh man, let me remember the tune off the top of my head. Or just
what's the quote about communism? Like, communism has never been done before. That's because it sucks everywhere. I don't know. I mean,
there's a little bit of that. They actually go back in time to learn from Karl Marx. Okay. and they're asking about socialism, and he keeps telling them, well, that's not real socialism. They're not doing it right. There's always that claim of, like, oh, that's not the perfect way to do it. But they eventually kind of take in all the different ways it can go bad. Mm-hmm. And they realize the lesson about how when the incentives are lost, everyone bears the cost. And mm-hmm. that's really what it boils down to.
That
right?
is it.
So much. Uh-huh.
That is it. Because why is somebody going to go out there and try to make something better and do it faster and innovate whenever there's no incentive for them to do that? They're like, I'm not going to get any benefit from that. Why would I do that?
That's right. That's right. That's really what it boils down to. But anyway, yeah, it's Joel, you're calling me to repentance. I need to I need to help my younger ones a little bit more dive their way into getting their hands on some cryptocurrency.
Well, it seems to me, I was just looking through the App Store, I don't really see, and maybe it's because of the age, a tool for kids in crypto, a Bitcoin wallet, you know, for kids. It seems to me that's
the best. Well, I think because it's been identified by the government as, like, what they treat it the same way as, like, I forget, is it a securities or a stock or something like that? I don't think, you know, below 18 are even supposed to own Bitcoin or something. I'm not sure what it is, but at any rate, I'm not going to get into all that as much as just when we did the little investments for my older kids, we just did it through my own wallet. So we just put it down in a spreadsheet so we know how much they got.
I love that. Cool deal. So you've done one season. How many episodes are in a season for folks to know? And then you're launching your second season in May.
Yep. So we've got 12 episodes for season one, all available for free on the Angel app. Again, that's available to download for free. We've got two episodes out already for season two. The first one deals with the difference between needs and rights, and they go and visit John Locke, to learn about that. And then the second one talks about how when success is deserved when people are served, meaning if a business grows big, it just means it's serving that many more people. It doesn't mean that they're all of a sudden bad, right, for being big and successful. So it's a little bit of in the line of like the envy and zero sum mentality type of teaching. And now this third one that we're releasing here in May is the Bitcoin and the Beast episode.
I have a question about this real quick. What was that? So whenever Joel pressed the button and he was going to watch the preview for something, it said, this was taken care of by Jane G. Or something. It was something, I didn't know what that is.
Okay. So Angel Studios operates on a pay it forward model. So what that means is you can watch shows like The Chosen and like Tuttle Twins for free. And then for those who choose to do so, they can pay it forward for other people to be able to watch this. So our vision and our goal with Tuttle Twins is to reach 100 million kids with the ideas of freedom. Uh-huh. So in order to do that, it has to be very accessible to watch, very free and easy to watch. And so that is the case on the Angel app. You can go and download it, watch it for free. And then if you love the content, you can pay it forward for other people to watch as well. It's all voluntary. And so, I mean, you know, these kinds of, what is it? Pay what you think it's worth kind of stuff was in the past. This is a little bit more altruistic where it's, you know, pay it forward for someone else to watch for free. And so that's kind of what we're tapping into with this.
I love the model, and I had my credit card saved in this browser. As soon as we're done with this interview, I want to go ahead because I feel like supporting this type of content is so important. And if you go to angel.com and you go to one of the episodes, and you'll see, especially in the ones that have not yet come out, this little pay it forward button. By the time this episode comes out, by the time the Bad Crypto interview goes live, this episode will be live. So you guys will be able to see it, but click that pay it forward button and you'll get a message from Daniel here and tell you how about you can help the future, the next generation that so desperately needs this kind of content. Sure.
Well, it's all about the long game. Like for people that I think love freedom or that are conservative or whatever you want to call it, for years, I think they've been playing the short game of like, oh, we've just got to win this election cycle. If we just get this person in as president or whatever it is. And I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact that like, no, that's not how this is done. Like at the end of the day, we have to win the hearts and minds of the children. Like parents have to take responsibility for themselves and say, if I wait for government to do this, if I wait for schools to do this, there's going to be a lot of messing up that happens along the way, but B, it's probably never going to happen. And I've got to take responsibility for this in my own home. And there's tons of parents that are doing it. I mean, the Tuttle Twins book series has now sold over 5 million copies, right? That's no small number. And so there's, I think, an awakening and a lot of thirst for this kind of knowledge and for these kinds of resources to be able to teach these things that they believe themselves and maybe have never been able to articulate them in a way that a fun cartoon like this can.
I got to tell you, it's inspiring, right? It's like this is very sort of tied into this project that I've been working on. I was completely unaware of what you were doing, but one of the things that I realized was, wow, the media today is not conducive to inspiring, educating, you know, engaging, enlightening, and entertaining children with real world knowledge. It's almost like the idiocracy has really fully been embraced by most. And it's like, and the fact is like, oh, this person doesn't agree with me. We're so divisive now, I can't even be friends with you. And right. The fact that we're coming in and saying, hey, it's not about that. It's like people can disagree and agree. They can disagree agreeably, you know, what Stephen Covey had said back in the day. And a lot of these principles aren't being taught to children, which is why I love this. And I can't wait to talk with you more about some other stuff that's going on. This is great.
Travis, you're a Nazi. That's
thanks, bro. You can agree to disagree.
That's
okay.
No, I mean, you bring up a great point, Travis. One of our episodes is about being able to disagree. Disagree doesn't mean enemy, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so needed. And so many parents have been so thankful for us you know, putting these kinds of messages out there and doing it in a way that's really digestible for their kids and have and starting these conversations. So I really
School is creating even a greater divide in a lot of ways, right? So it's I'm not here to trash on public schools, but if your kids are going to public schools, they're being indoctrinated. They're not, and it's like, they're probably being taught things that you probably don't want them to know. And so at least not till a certain age. And so how do you combat that? You got to do that with entertaining, engaging stuff that's fun for the whole family in a lot of ways. I love that. I'm right with you.
Awesome.
Well, there you go. There's the call to action, gang. Go to angel.com and sign up. And if you've got kids, tune in to this episode, Bitcoin and the Beast. And if you like what you see there, go ahead and pay it forward and support them. Otherwise, it remains free for everybody to see. So, Daniel, thanks for coming on today. And we wish you the best of continued success, good sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mama, dada, Bitcoin, crypto, good.
Baby, oh,
baby,
Travis.
Like the Bitcoin.
Baby, yes. Travis is learning.
Let me stack lots of sats, mama.
Mm-hmm. Well, if mom and dad were smart, stacking sats when they're children, you know, when they are babies, by the time those kids, you know, get older, it's like, I'm an 8-year-old millionaire. Woohoo. Thanks, mom. Thanks, dad.
That's how my kids actually started out a little bit with Jarek when he was younger. My oldest son, he got some crypto. He still has it. And then he worked with us with Blockchain Heroes, earned some wax, flipped that into some stuff, and then did pretty good. And then all of a sudden got really lazy. And it's like, dude, I ain't going to do shit now because I look like what I did. I was like, dude, you can't retire at age 21, bro. You got to figure things out. Leverage that into new things and quit sleeping until 2 p.m. every day, bro.
Well, make your life count. But you know what? He's still a kid. I mean, I know that officially we recognize 21 as an adult. But we're all stupid. And we don't even begin to get wisdom until we're 25 when our brains are fully developed. And I know we think we know everything before then, but we don't know Jack unless we have a family member named Jack.
I went to Jack Stack the other day, which was some amazing barbecue. Ooh,
you had some Kansas City barbecue. That sounds delish.
I am in Kansas City, dude. It's like, I know why people in Kansas City are fat. I know now, because I'm like, I come here, I'm like, oh man, I got to go to Jack Stack. I got to go to Q39. I got to make sure that I'm over there and I hit Gus's Chicken now. I got to make sure I hit Chipotle a couple times. I got to go to McAllister's. I got to go. I'm like, I'm getting fat just by being here. I got to go.
Does Gus do the hot chicken, like Nashville style?
Gus is original chicken from Memphis. Hmm. And then they branched out and, my kids and I, last year when we were in New Orleans, we went to Gus's Chicken in Nolens, and it was good. And then my son was really excited that it was opening here. And what's crazy is it's spectacular chicken. The chicken is so good, but they don't have barbecue sauce. Mm. And they have honey mustard and ranch, but they don't have barbecue sauce, and they don't have mashed potatoes. It's basically whatever it was when he was doing this out of his backyard. The ingredients have stayed the same. He's not changed. But I was like, everybody's asking for mashed potatoes. They don't have them. Everybody's asking for barbecue sauce. He don't have it. He's like, that wasn't on the original menu. And I'm like, Gus, get with the program or get on the bus. Go give me some damn barbecue sauce. So I just brought my own barbecue sauce when I came.
So you went to Gus and created a fuss.
Okay, I'm like, dude, you've got a problem over here, brother.
All right, I'm going to fuss at all y'all right now. If you have not yet picked up your Bad Crypto Nifty Club, I have never worked so hard to sell something for $3.50. So you ought to know this isn't about the money. This is about onboarding you guys into free NFT drops. But you don't get the freebies, you don't get the bonuses unless you have this cool spinny Bad Crypto Nifty Club NFT. If you're watching the video, you can see it. If you're listening to the audio, I want you to imagine this cool 3D rotating red and black with a window frame on it that's got Travis and I in there joking. It says Bad Crypto Podcast. And if you go to badcrypto.uncut.network, you can find this available for 0.002 ETH, as many as you want. All you need is one. The only reason we're charging for it at all is so bots don't come in and just take it. So it's currently at today's Ethereum price, that's $3.72. Go get one of these. If you don't, you're missing out on the airdrops, and we want you to get the airdrops. So
yeah, and that's part of it is, like, you know, we just talked with Daniel Harmon here about what they're doing with Tuttle, with the Tuttle twins. You know, we did something there with the membership here and dropping Captain Corn. Cause you know, we always joke about corn. So boom, if you got a Captain Corn in our membership, there's only 100. You got dropped a Corn Wizard, and Corn Wizards are now starting to take on a life of their own with Cornutopia, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. So what Daniel's was talking about and working on here, some pretty interesting synergy with how our brains are working. Like, how do we solve some of these problems that and inspire, educate, enlighten, engage, and entertain children in a fun way and their parents? Here we go. They're creating something cool already.
Can you imagine? Yeah, we're gonna be telling you more about Cornutopia and what Travis has been working on here in the future. But let's just say that from the Captain Corn NFT that was dropped, there is now a whole universe that's sprouting up. And Travis, let's say that Cornutopia becomes this massive thing. Can you imagine having one of the inaugural airdrops from it and going, all I did was spent $3.50 on a bad crypto NFT, and now I've got something that's worth $250 million.
Yeah, the rest of the stuff. So this is coming out in the middle of May. Then book.io is already selling the Cornutopia book. So we haven't necessarily gone too deep into it because when we're recording this, but this is going out in the middle of May. May 16th is when book.io is selling Cornutopia books. It's the very first time ever that a book has been sold as a serial. So basically you buy the NFT container and then it comes with the first chapter. And then every 7 to 14 days, you're going to get an additional chapter dropped into your book and updating that. The only other person that we know of who has done this in the past was Charles Dickens. And so Joel said, well, that's why you're Dick Jr. Like, well, thanks, Joel. That was really
little Dickens. So there will be a special Nifty show all about this right around this time. So if you want to find out more about what's going on, go look up and subscribe to the Nifty show. You should be subscribed to all of our stuff, right? You got the Bad Crypto Podcast, you got the Nifty show, you got the Bad AI show, and you got the Web3 show. Like, wherever you go, you're going to get little pieces of us talking about what's exciting us the most. We're not doing a bunch of podcasts just because we need more to do. We want to, you know, silo these things so that we're delivering content specific to each one, but we are excited and pumped up about this stuff. And this is what we've been doing for, you know, we're in our third decade of being futurists and following technology and showing people where this stuff is going. So come along with us.
Yeah, you can go to badmedia.io. That'll showcase all the stuff. Actually, Cornutopia is not on there yet. I probably ought to update that here as well when the time is right. But we appreciate you for all the support you've given us over all the time that you've given us support, all the episodes you've tuned into. We appreciate you. We are grateful that you are part of our journey, and we love you enough.
Just enough. Enough to say, hey, we'll catch you on the next episode.
Who's bad?
The Bad Crypto Podcast is a production of Bad Crypto LLC. The content of the show, the videos, and the website is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to finances, investing, trading, or anything else based on this information without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of Bitcoins and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to invest in any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent professional financial advisor. But no more than that.
Just the bare minimum.
That if we loved you more than that, then it starts getting weird and creepy.
Starts getting awkward. We can't talk to you at parties because we don't know what to say. We feel really unsure of ourselves.
I'm like, you know, I need a breath mint, or is it you? And it's not you, it's me. I start getting all this angst. And so we love you.
We love you so much. I've been listening to you on your tweets for so long. You're amazing. Thank you.
We love you just enough where it doesn't quite hurt. Like, if there was any more love, then it could be painful. And
then I thought it was love, but it was actually just some corn lodged. And then I let that go. And I don't know if I love you as much anymore, frankly.